Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now we want to talk about the fact that the Connecticut pension funding has declined 10% in 7 years. Mark Fitch is an investigative reporter for the Yankee Institute, and he joins us now. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, it's good to be here with you guys. Good morning.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Do we have a reason why the pension funding has gone downhill in such a short period of time?
Well, I mean, there's probably two reasons. One is the obvious one, that we haven't saved enough money over the past, few years. The Malloy administration did their best, did the best job.
Yeah, they gave it a shot, at least. Yeah, they gave it a shot.
Oh, no, they gave it a shot, and they did fully fund the pension for a few years. But a few years out of, if you only pay your full mortgage cost for a few years,
you're on the street.
Work out very well.
Good way to look at it.
Yeah, I like that.
Exactly. And so, it's not enough. A few years of making the full payments is not enough to keep up with a ballooning payment system. And we also, the state in 2017 changed the assumed rate of return that the pension fund would get from Wall Street. So when you lower that assumption, it increases your outstanding liabilities. So you have that factor as well. Overall, you're looking like a 10% reduction over the past 7 years.
Who invests? Who decides where to invest the money that's contained within the pension system for future obligations? Is that the comptroller? Who does this?
No, that's the state treasurer.
Okay, the state treasurer does it. All right.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, this has been a problem for a long time, Mark, is the whole thing. We assume we're going to get a 7, 8% return. That's pretty hard to do. So,
yeah, and that a lot of people were very critical. It was 8% for a long time. They lowered it to 6.9. But even that may be a little high. Your general private sector, assumptions when it comes to retirement accounts is more like 5. So they still might be a little high. But the thing is, when you lower that rate, the state has to increase payments
exactly.
to keep up. Yeah.
What has Governor Lamont done, Mark, to try to rectify the situation, if anything?
Well, Governor Lamont just recently, got the unions to agree to extend the payments again by a couple years. It just smooths out the payments, keeps them from spiking too much in the short term. So, and it saves Connecticut about $270 million over the next 2 years, but we also have to pay more in the future.
Yeah.
So it's like taking out a second mortgage or refinancing your mortgage.
So this turns into down the road, theoretically, this could turn into a pay-go, pay as you go.
Theoretically it could. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
And Malloy did the same thing in 2017, and now we're just doing it again. And so far, that seems to be the extent of everyone's ideas as to how to fix this problem is to extend the payments further into the future.
How much? And one of the things we hear, and I hate to, trying to move here very quickly, Mark, the problem is, people say, okay, we got to cut spending. And that's hard to do. And a thing that makes it even more difficult is a lot of the spending is already mandated. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. And, pensions are part of the fixed costs.
Yes.
And those fixed costs, pensions, retiree health care, Medicaid, those make up 53% of the budget now. And so you have to cut spending in other parts of the government. And usually, a lot of times it's programs that people like and people want.
Yeah.
But these fixed costs are crowding everything else out. So you either figure out some of these problems or you're going to see more, discretionary spending cut back in the future.
This is interesting in your story, too. What? The fact sheet that you got listed the average active employee salary is $69,743. The average pension, $38,284. Is that how does that sit with other organizations, with other states, state employees?
You know, I'm not sure. I'd have to go look at other states and see what they're doing. But you know, averages are averages. You know, one funny thing is, you know, if you look at the lowest pension payment in the state of Connecticut, it's like $8, right?
Right.
So
that's not much. You can't go far on that.
I know. Hey, Marcus, you look at this. Okay, let's say that you start, you know, drawing from your pension. Okay, you get to the age, you retire, da-da-da. Can you still do Social Security, or are you exempt from Social Security?
No, state employees can get Social Security. Teachers do not.
So, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. So it's two different pension systems, but, yeah, state employees do still get Social Security. Teachers, they're kind of left out there.
Yeah, they are.
More, you know,
and they're underfunded too, by the way.
Right.
Oh, So this fact sheet was just for the state employee retirement system. The teachers' retirement system.
God help them.
That can actually present a much bigger challenge to the state of Connecticut.
Oh, good, because we need one. We don't have enough. We need more.
This is great, Mark.
Hey, Mark, great information. You can go to the Yankee Institute website and check out the full story. It's yankeeinstitute.org. Mark Fitch, investigative reporter for Yankee Institute. Thanks for the time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, guys.
Appreciate Thanks, Mark. All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.